graduation?
Everything good, Manolo. Thank you. Yeah, it's fun to be there and exciting time for my family and my daughter. Good day.
How hard it is to take your mind out of baseball for a full day?
I didn't take it away for a full day. Once 107 started, the game was on the TV, so watched it about every pitch yesterday.
So you had a few changes to the bullpen. What kind of went into the decisions to shake up there?
Well, I don't know if it was shaking it up or the necessity to, our workload has been catching up with us. Those guys down there have been, picking up the innings. And at this point, we needed some fresh arms today. So Parker Markle, Domingo Tapia, and Sam Salmon, who's been here, are going to help us and give them an opportunity to go out and earn some spots in that bullpen.
What have you been hearing about Markle?
He's been doing great. All three of the guys have been really throwing the ball well down there. So they've earned their opportunity to come here and be a part of this bullpen and excited to have them.
Toppy, a big arm. They say that reports would confirm that from him, mid-90s fastball.
Yeah, upper 90s, breaking stuff. I think on his end, we're going to look for him to command the baseball in the zone and throw strikes. So I think that's been a little bit of the history or lack of success for him at this level, but he's been throwing strikes and hopefully continue to do that here.
Yeah, Austin Pruitt, last night, three innings, no runs. He was he has some experience as a starter. Is this the plan you have for him, to be like a sort of long man, Pruitt?
Last night he did a great job at finishing the ball game for us. Thankful we didn't have to use a position player. He got three innings done in 38 pitches, which was outstanding. He's been throwing the ball well as that group down there, and had done a good job in Vegas, and it was good to see him come up and have success yesterday and help the bullpen and finish that game.
Seemed like Lowell struggled with him the last couple starts. Is that kind of what you would like to see him kind of maybe work on?
Yeah. There's a definite over the last two, three starts lack of command for Zach. And kind of caught up with him yesterday again. His misses were misses, and so he'll go down, work on that. Maybe make. Haven't talked to Emo enough to see if there's a mechanical adjustment that he's going to work on, but definitely get him back into the strike zone and back to the glove side command that he had success with.
Kind of sounded like he was aware of what he needed to work on. Did some of those talks make it a little bit easier, knowing that he's got just some stuff to work on when he gets sent back down?
Yeah, sending someone down is never easy. And I think for Zach, we had already gone through the conversation prior to Dalton's injury when Zach was the option to be sent down. So he understands that there's a need for him to go back and work on that command and work on getting that glove side fastball back. So.
Will you share with us who might be the guy to fill up that place in the rotation?
Yeah, we're going to leave it open right now, Manolo. It's too early. We're 5 days away from that spot. So I think as we get closer, we'll assess whether we want to make a move or whether we continue with our rotation and use that day off and stay status quo. So.
With these new bullpen arms, despite some of these recent struggles, it still has a really good reputation. When these guys get called up, they're aware of how, like, their objective when it comes to this bullpen.
Yeah, be ready to pitch. They're going to get their opportunity to go in and show us what they can do, and in terms of my message to them is just be prepared to be in a game and go perform.
Is there a plan for Dalton
The doctor's been out of town. It's specific to which doctor they want him to see, and so we're hopeful it'll happen next week.
After the game, Brad was sharing with us that he saw some changes in Ramon right after the first at bat. He had a base hit, a home run, and he had a ball that caught over there in Alameda, but it wasn't out. You noticed those changes, of course, and are you happy that you're going to have Laureano again full swing?
I'm excited about Ramon, yeah. I think, you know, the night before yesterday, you could see just the old Ramon of joy, the old Ramon of the emotion, the aggressiveness. The steal of third was, you know, him. Two outs, took a shot, like created something. So yeah, it's good to see Ramon feeling more comfortable.
Do you think that even though he was on a rehab, that now he's about 60 at bats in the big leagues, that you can't replicate the experience of getting those at bats here? Is that safe to say, or is there?
I think there's a lot of outside factors, not just the rehab, but not breaking with the team, the suspension still being, you know, having to be fulfilled, the entering back into the clubhouse. It's a different environment than spring training. So I'd say there's a lot of factors that go into Ramon, you know, taking some time to feel comfortable.
When you're watching the game from home and watching it, how does that differentiate from when you're physically here?
Am I allowed to say it sucks on camera?
Sure.
Okay, it's very difficult to watch the game from home. You see it from a different perspective, though. So, but it's not fun. You know, you want to be in the dugout regardless of the result. You want to be in the grind with the guys. And I did my best to enjoy the moment with my family and my daughter and make it her day. So,
I
think it went pretty well. But.
Yeah, see, I think it might be pretty interesting.
Was the graduation last evening, or was it?
It was in the day. It was in the morning up until about noon, and okay. Then we had family and friends over, so. Yeah.
Did Scotty do anything extra?
No, nothing extra. I think actually we're kind of maintaining it. We haven't progressed, so, you know, the soreness, we're, again, evaluating and allowing him to determine how fast it gets ramped up.
What are the reports you're getting from Steven Vogt in his first 2-3 days, don't they?
Well, he got rained out yesterday. So all prepared to play, and so today will be his first day. Yeah.
Still catching?
I think he's DHing today. Yeah.
So Vogt's up here, but got transferred over to the 60-day.
Right.
Did he have any setback or any other issue that he's dealing with?
Well, he had the hamstring that popped up, and I'm not sure. If there's, I know he's been progressing to be able to go probably back out and play, but with him being on the 60-day, I'm not positive. I'm assuming that's from the original injury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. All right. Thank you.